powers of evil and will destroy them along with all who practice evil. You see, those that have not run to His grace, those who still delight in their sins, they will be dealt with. Now there's hope. There's hope today. There's grace today. If they'll respond to God's grace, there's salvation offered today. But there's coming a day when the books will be settled and all will be made right. You see, you can't sin and get by. You can't resist God and get by. You can't do it. That one day the books will be balanced. Evil will be done away with. It will be destroyed. And all those who love evil, who practice evil, if you read the Word of God, they'll be dealt with. You see, Jesus is the triumphant conqueror. Jesus' resurrection is His mark of the proof of exaltation. Our victory over present troubles is sure because Christ's victory over death, hell, sin, and the grave is sure. Friend, that's worth remembering and that's worth thinking about. You see, because sometimes we're not sure of our victory. We're not sure we're going to get through it. We're not sure how we can handle it. We're not sure how we can deal with another day of it, right? But let me tell you, Christ's victory is sure. And because His victory is sure, my victory is sure. A little later on in the third chapter of this letter, 1 Peter, Peter is going to say, Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to Him. Christ is victorious. Christ is the conqueror. And because He is the conqueror, He has made us, as the Scripture says, more than conquerors. Praise the living God. We'll conclude this thought as we approach communion with Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, chapter 2. Speaking of Christ being supreme, I love the way Paul put it. He says, therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. So now we're going to approach the Lord's table as we take communion. If I could ask those that would serve the congregation, if I could have some deacons, if you would come forward, if you're able to serve, we need at least four. If you would come up to the front pew right now, we're going to ask you to serve the congregation. But for now, if you'll just have your seat up here. As we approach the Lord's table, we like to keep in mind a few things. Communion is a symbolic act. It reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus, and that's exactly what we've been talking about today. Communion is central to our worship, and this is historic. This has been a fact for the church ever since there was a church, that as they gathered, they would center their thoughts around the Lord's table. Our communion here is open, and what we mean by that is you don't have to be a member of Doctors Creek Baptist Church to practice and observe communion with us today, that as we pass the elements, you're free to partake as long as you're a Christian, you're a born-again believer. If this is a believer's communion and we restrict it to those who have put their faith in Christ. Taking communion does not make you a Christian. These elements will not save you. Only putting your faith in Jesus Christ will save you. And today, if you're not saved, if you will believe and put your full confidence in Jesus as the Son of God who can save you from your sins, and you'll repent from your sins and turn your heart toward God, Jesus will at this day miraculously save you. Praise the Lord. So, communion is an act of remembrance and worship. You're invited to participate and remember what Christ has done for you and worship with us. You're welcome here. You're invited to the Lord's table to celebrate this communion, not because you're sinless. We celebrate it because we're forgiven. This is not a requirement. This is a celebration. This is not a work that gives us salvation, but it celebrates the work of Jesus that gives us salvation. So as we're kind of changing our thoughts and gearing toward this, let me read from Matthew chapter 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the blood of my covenant. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So now, we're going to distribute the elements of communion to the body. Before we distribute the elements, we'd like to say a prayer. If you would, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus that we enjoy, that we sometimes take for granted. Today, we direct our thoughts purposely, intentionally, to his sacrifice that provides righteousness for us, that allows us to boldly approach the throne of God. We thank you for the grace that we enjoy, but we remember the cost of that grace. It's not a cheap grace, that there was a price, and we thank you for paying the cost. Now, Lord, direct our hearts and thoughts. May our meditations be on you. In Jesus' name, amen. I need two gentlemen.